Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's HRDA and what new do they have to offer? Let's go in-depth with Danny Schnatterst with the Heart of Iowa Regional Transit Agency. Danny, what's HRDA? What does it stand for first?
So HRDA is the Heart of Iowa Regional Transit Agency. We are a public transportation company. We serve seven counties, one of which, it's Boone, Dallas, Jasper, Madison, Marion, Story, and Warren counties. But basically, what happens is you can either schedule a ride or use the HRDA On Demand app, or you can get a ride on demand. We'll pick you up right where you are. We'll take you right where you need to be. So if you need to go to the grocery store, we'll pick you up right at your house, and we'll take you straight to the grocery store doors. And here in town, $2.50 one way, or $5 within the county. So if you're going to go, from home to the grocery store and back, it'll be $5.
Okay, and so I live like 15 miles from town. What's that going to cost me?
Yep, so as long as you're in the county still, it'll be the $5 price.
Okay, so of course now I have to ask, where does the funding come from?
So we have all sorts of different funding. We get, government, so we have like federal funds, state funds, as well as, grants, contracts. The counties give us money. But we pretty much get funding anywhere we can. Fair. So a lot of people think that, HRDA is funded purely by the fares. But in reality, our fares only make up less than 3% of our funding. So we search for additional funding, pretty much anywhere we can so we can keep those fares low for the riders. We do ask for donations for our Adopt a Rider program. We even have a nonprofit organization, but otherwise grants, contracts, etc. So that's how we get our money. It's about 47% comes from federal, and about 17% from the state. But the others are made up by contracts through like the counties, local tax dollars, fare box, etc.
More in depth after this.
Continued my conversation with Danny Schnatterst with the Heart of Iowa Regional Transit Agency. Well, this is so important, too. I have a buddy whose mom's only means to town from Melcher, Dallas is HRDA.
Yeah, I hear that so often that this makes what I do so rewarding is people who couldn't get to the doctor's office without us, or people who couldn't get to the congregate meal site, or even just living normal day-to-day life, going to the barbershop. So we do love to hear that, but it just, HRDA gives people the freedom, to move about their community.
But we have to remind people that it's not a taxi cab, right?
Correct, yep. So we do have, you can either schedule a ride with us, or we do have a new HRDA On Demand app. It's just called HRDA On Demand through the Apple App Store or Google Play. If you have smartphone access, you can download that for free. And then there you can either schedule a ride or just hail a ride. You just put in your information, and it might say, the bus is 10 minutes away. It can get you there in 10 minutes. And then you can just kind of book your ride immediately. You can pay through the app, change, cancel, reschedule, all that good stuff through the app. So definitely recommend anybody who's available or able to do that to check the app out. It's pretty user-friendly, available in English and Spanish. So,
well, most of us are pretty used to using apps by now.
Yep, I think we're pretty much to the point where most people can. And we're also working on getting a website set up So you can schedule on the website. So if you don't have a smartphone, but you might have a computer at home, or you want to use the library computer, or I know some like facilities have computers as well. So we're working on that. We'll be hopefully announcing that here soon.
Okay, so I go to Google Play or the Apple Store, and what do I search for again to download?
So you're going to search for HIRTA On Demand. So it's HIRTA On Demand.
That was a big investment for HIRTA, it seems. It's a major transition for you.
Yeah, so one of the things we wanted to provide to our folks, you know, somebody we've heard for years, you know, HIRTA's great, but, you know, we don't necessarily love the, you know, scheduling a day out in advance, like the 24-hour window. You know, if something happens and your doctor's office has an opening today, you know, you want to be able to take that opening. So with this new app and this new scheduling software, we're allowed to, you know, give people that, you know, freedom like this to have spontaneous travel. So yeah, it's definitely been a big investment, but it's been worth it for our community.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Danny Schnotthurst with the Heart of Iowa Regional Transit Agency. Now you've got a name change with one of your programs. Tell us about that.
So we have a volunteer program. It was originally RSVP, and now we're just called HIRTA Helps, and then our RSVP falls underneath that. Basically, you know, what it is a volunteer transportation. It's also, you know, a nutrition. We also have a like friendly neighbor program. So in Madison and Marion counties, we have the full volunteer program. So like the transportation, the friendly neighbor, and the nutrition aspect. In Dallas and Warren counties, as well as Boone, we do just the volunteer transportation. So if anybody's interested in that, you can check out HIRTAHelps.org, H-I-R-T-A, helps.org. We are taking applications to become a volunteer or if you are in need of assistance. And that's geared, the volunteers are geared towards folks 55 or older. That funding comes through AmeriCorps Seniors.
Okay, so that's why 55 and older.
If, when we do take other volunteers as well, we'll take anybody we can get. We try to market more towards the 55 or older crowd to kind of meet that AmeriCorps funding requirements.
Okay, so it sounds like there's a lot of opportunities for people to volunteer.
Oh yeah, I mean there's tons of different volunteer levels, you know, commitment levels. We'll provide you any training. So the volunteer driver program, that's going to be available for people to ride on like a donation basis. So like volunteers will provide, you know, trips to medical appointments, to the pharmacy, grocery shopping, and this will be using their personal vehicle, so they won't be driving a HIRTA bus or anything. And then we provide like supplemental insurance, mileage reimbursement, and then companionship, you know. Especially older adults are at risk for social isolation. So volunteers might, you know, make phone calls with them. They might, you know, go play board games or read with them, help, you know, weekly shopping trip, might even provide like weekly trips to worship. So that's kind of what the companionship side is. Then the nutrition might include, you know, trips to the food pantry, delivering meals, accessing congregate meal sites, or just might be trips to apply for like the SNAP benefits or WIC. So yeah, really great focus we have here going on.
Well, lots of different opportunities. What do the volunteers get out of it?
Volunteers, I mean, it's Richmond for you. There's been so many studies done, you know, why volunteering is good personally for you, as well as just like, you know, serving your community. that's what we're really big on, and that's what we try to push is, you know, you really are providing a service to your community. And so we hope that people will kind of reach out to us and start their volunteer journey with HRDA.
Now, do we need any kinds of training? Let me just come up with something for an example. Oh, you know, the other day I was watching a fella helping a very frail old lady in and out of the bus. Is there training that goes with things like that? It might seem simple, but no, it's complex on how to help somebody out of a bus that's very frail, or at least it seems complex to me.
So we provide all the training, and it's basically like what you're comfortable with. Like, so if you want to, you know, provide transportation and helping people, you know, in and out of buses, like, we'll definitely provide that training for you. So no training is necessary. Like, you don't need to come like as a certified, you know, this or that. We'll train anybody who wants to do it. And then basically when, once they apply, they'll go through a background check, and then we'll come and we'll do like an onboarding session, like an orientation, you know, what's expected of you, kind of set you up, and then we'll go ahead and provide you all the training you need.
Okay, so let's come up with an example here. Let me do that. Let's say I live in Milo, and I know I'm never doing anything on Mondays. I'm just sitting around the house, and I have a car. Could I just say, hey, I'll take people places on Monday out of Milo?
Yeah, definitely. So you can, like, just set up with us, like, your availability and your schedule. You know, some people just let us know, like, the week ahead, like, oh, my schedule is different this week. I can take them on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then from there, you know, we connect you with the riders who might need this transportation on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You know, for somebody who might have to go to a medical appointment or whatnot, then we'll connect you with that and get you set up all good for your trip for that.
I think a lot of people don't know the extent and breadth of your services.
We have so much going on. It's definitely hard to keep track of sometimes, and I'm in the middle of it, but... you know, we just try to do so much, try to get innovative for, you know, our funding sources. That's why we're always looking for new grants, new opportunities we can do. So, like I said, we can keep the fares low for our communities. We just want to, you know, be inclusive and try to do as much as we can to help out everybody we can.
Well, and that's why you reach out to me quarterly or, you know, more or less like that to share some news. And that's always very nice for our community to know.
Yeah, I mean, we've done these interviews quite a bit, but, you know, there's always new listeners. I'm sure some people have heard me before. I'm sure some people haven't. So I appreciate you having me on and giving me the opportunity to kind of tell us some good things going on at HRDA and just a little bit about us and our service.
Well, and what's the best part of your job?
Best part of my job is just seeing the difference we make in our communities day to day. You know, we constantly get people telling us, you know, who's going to dialysis or chemotherapy. You know, like, they could not live without HRDA. You know, we provide life-sustaining treatments. And we really do take people for anyone for any reason. So, you know, it might be simple as like, oh, I want to go to the park or I want to go to the library. But it also could be, you know, the difference between, you know, getting to a chemo appointment.
Thanks to Danny Schnatterst for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.